you for volunteering this year. And some of you have judged before, and some of you are, you know, judging first time, or, you know, doing it after a few years. So there are a few things that I wanted to go over, you know, for the post-judging this year. And I can probably stop sharing, and then I can share it when I need it. So the poster session this year, it's also on Saturday. So even though the conference start on Friday morning, you know, we have the same timing Saturday. And we have two sessions of poster judging. Session one from 12 to 1:10. And session two is from 1:20 to 2:30. We have a 10-minute break. So there are two groups for poster judging. This year, I've noticed that the number of posters ballooned up. It increased a lot. It's 151 posters compared with last year. We had, I think, 110, if I remember correctly. So obviously, you know, we need more judges. Otherwise, the judges are going to get tired by judging the posters continuously for the 2 hours or 2.5 hours period of time. So that's where, you know, we are actually finalizing the judges now. Depending on the number of judges, you know, we are able to recruit based on the registration. You know, you'll be judging, I would imagine, at least 8 posters on each session. So if I, you know, divide them correctly, but you will get the assignment soon once I have the numbers, everything tally up. So each poster, we assign 2 judges. So each poster will be judged by 2 judges separately. So don't get surprised if the other judge show up to judge the same poster. So it's not a confusion. You know, we do want 2 judges on each posters. So depending on the poster number, you know, you both can decide on judging separately. You know, someone start from the beginning, someone starting from the end, so that, you know, you don't overlap on the same time. One of the few requests that I would like to do is, you know, be on time for the poster judging, because, you know, if you are assigned for 8 posters in that hour period, it's going to be critical that you have to be on time. You know, if you kind of come late, you know, you'll be rushing through the posters. You might not be able to see some of the posters. And actually, that's not fair for the presenters, because everyone has to be judged a couple of times. Everyone has to be judged. That's very, very important criteria here. And look at the assigned poster before you judge and make a note of it, because, you know, I will be assigning you the poster and I will be sending you through email. And once you have that, there are a couple of things that you have to wait for. One is, you know, you do have a chance to look at the poster online before the judging day. That's on Saturday. So Lisa is going to send instruction to all the presenters to upload their posters, so that you will have an idea about what is the posters is about. Once I assign the number, you can actually, you know, you can look at the poster, you know, you can judge the poster, or you can look at the poster so that you'll be familiar with the poster, what you are going to see it on that, you know, on that Saturday. Also, you know, if you would like, you know, we can actually send out the abstracts. The trouble with the abstract is the abstract number will be different than the poster number. So that's the trouble. So the abstract number is going to be a submission number. It's not a poster number. So you need to match the title, you know, if you really wanted to look at the abstract. But if you wanted to look at the poster, the visual upload, you know, will be up soon, and you can have a look at it. And Lisa will send you the instructions. How do you go and have a, you know, look at that? So it's basically, it's a website, or, you know, you can view it an app. But it is better to open up in the computer desktop to have a good visual. If you have some, you know, if you're running out of time, you didn't have a chance to sit and look into the computer laptop, it's okay. At least you can view on your phone while you're waiting to board your flight, or, you know, you're waiting to, you know, come to the conference. Even that time, you know, you can use it to look at the poster so that you'll be familiar with what are you looking at. So one of the few things that, you know, we would like to incorporate, you know, please spend some time with the presenter and ask some questions, you know, to keep them engaged. And after the presentation, you know, you will have the poster judging form. So I'm going to share the link with you along the instructions. You will be getting it. The post judging form, you know, we can go over with it. You know, I can actually share that with you, you know, because last time, you know, we modified the judging form based on the feedback from the prior year. And it's a very simple form. You know, it takes like only like probably like a minute or two to fill up the form. You know, one of the key thing is, you know, please do not submit the form twice. Because when you submit it twice, you know, the points get added up and it's difficult to tally the points. You know, if you have two scores on a single posters, you know, it'll be like the scores will be like a literally like it doesn't match with other people. So then I have to literally go and see which one I have to eliminate. So please make sure you submit only once. The other thing that I wanted to before you come in for a poster judging, I will be standing in the door and the hallway, you know, in the door. Make sure that, you know, and, you know, there will be a sign-in sheet. Make sure you sign in because I know that you are in. What happened was one time, you know, I was thinking that, you know, they all went in and then there are like, the judge didn't show up and there are like 10 posters left, like not judged. So we were like, you know, going, Chrissy and I have to go in and last minute, you know, do those 10, you know, 10 posters, you know, really quick so that, you know, we don't want any posters, you know, to be not judged. So that's why it's important that, you know, if for any reason, if somebody doesn't show up, so I'll have a backup plan so that, you know, we will make sure that, you know, we will go to the posters so that, you know, it can get judged. So there is a sign-in sheet, you know, make sure that you sign in your name before you enter into the hall. So I know that, you know, you're in because it's a big hall. So I might not know once you get in, you know, where you are. I can't trace you. So please make sure that you sign in before, you know, you start your judging. Let's do the form that I wanted to share you. And if you have any feedback, let me know. Like last time, this is what we did with the form. Okay. Yeah, this is the form. I don't know. Yes, everyone can see the screen?
And Dr. Dasarathy, I am going to try to either add the poster number or the poster titles in the as a drop-down. We talked about that. So I'll be working on that tomorrow.
Yeah, because instead of their writing, you know, because so that they can put the number, you know, the drop-down menu will. And, yeah. So is that possible? You know, you can ask, you know, Shaila about it. You know, if you put the drop-down, is that either clinical poster, do they have to write the title, you know, or the title they can select it, or is that possibility?
I can ask her.
Yeah, because it's easier. You know? Suppose, you know,
case or clinical, right? Okay.
Yeah, but it's a 51, you know, they can actually scroll down and then pick that 51, click it, you know, it makes it easier for them. Otherwise, they have to write the long title.
Okay.
So name of the poster judge and name of the presenter, they can write it. And these two, you know, if we automate it, you know, the title of the poster and poster number, actually title and the poster number, that'll be easier for them. Because they can choose from the
sure. Okay.
Yeah. So these are the poster judging thing sheets. Number one is, you know, we are looking at the overall impact from 1 to 10. And the second one, we are looking at the clarity of the message, you know, what are they trying to say? And number three, we are looking for the visual appeal. How did they make it, the readability? And the last one is, you know, presenter engagement with the judges. And if you wanted to give a comments to the presenter, that would be wonderful so that, you know, they can get some comments for the improvement or comments for, you know, their good job, you know, whatever it is, you know. So those are the things that, you know, we are looking at, you know, on the scales. Anyone has any thoughts about it? You know, do we have to add on or delete anything about the judging sheet? So the evaluation form is pretty pretty easy form, and it takes like a minute or two to fill this form, not more than that. And you can click the button submit, and then it'll auto-populate the scores for us. Any question on the evaluation form?
After you've submitted an evaluation, are you able to go back and edit edit your evaluation or not possible?
Not possible.
Not possible. That's a good question. We don't have that facility to do that. Yeah.
But it would be possible to have evaluation, multiple evaluations open at the same time and then sort of, I'm just wondering I've done this before, but I'm wondering how to calibrate myself. Like if I go to the first poster and I'm like, this poster looks pretty good. And then I go to the next poster and I'm like, oh wow, this poster's much better than that last poster. And you know, and then yeah. I don't know how to calibrate myself on this scale until I've seen a few posters, perhaps.
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, you know, to eliminate the biases. So what we do, you know, what we did last time, you know, we will continue to do that. Actually, I can print out some of the evaluation form, the physical form. And when you enter the room, you can grab the physical form and you go and you can make a note of it that. And also, you know, you can scribble on it and then you can change it. And then after you finish all the 8 posters, you know, you can open it online and then click it and then, you know, you can do it. So in that way, you know, you can eliminate some of the biases, you know, that's something that everyone does, you know, instead of, you know, doing it on, you know, on that particular moment, you know, you feel that's a great poster. And then the second one, you know, you go in, oh my God, that's a better poster than the previous one. You can go back and change the score. But if you have a paper form with you, you know, that will kind of help, you know, that's what, you know, I would recommend, you know, you can grab a paper form and go with you.
And you said we'll be able to look at them in advance. So we can basically have most of this filled out except for the presenter engagement with the judge.
Yeah, you could do that. Yes, definitely. You know, yeah, the poster form, you know, if you, the only thing is, you know, you can't save it. You know, if you actually fill it out, you can't save it. That's another thing, you know, you have to submit it. So you can visualize it, you know, a week before. But, you know, you can fill out all those things. But if you have to wait for that day to have talked to the poster presenters before you submit the form.
Got it. Yeah, I just mean we could take notes about our scores on each poster and then. Okay.
You can take a notes on that or you can get familiar with it, whatever you feel convenient, whatever thing that works for you. So you could do that. And then, you know, on that particular day, you know, on Saturday, you know, you can grab most of the poster judges, they prefer the physical forms. They go with the physical forms, they make a note of it, scribble it on each forms, you know, for the poster, and then come back and sit down and then fill the online form.
Let me go back to Shayla or Mike and see if there isn't a way. I'm sure there's a way that, you know, you could fill out an evaluation, save it, but then if you need to come back and revise it, like say if you're going to look at it online, you can score it, but then your comments you really can't put in until after you've talked maybe to the presenter on Saturday, so you want to go back and enter your comments. So let me see if I can't work on that. I'm sure
the thing I listen to pay attention to is that the posters are not set up ahead of time. Like if you go half hour before, they're not there. It's not like you can see them visually before you are judging them. So you are just stuck with this window period that we are given. And the time flies. It's like, it's so crowded. It's like one poster next to the other. And then everybody is like, you know, talking next to you. And so the physical form, I've been using the physical forms because like you said, like you don't know what else to expect. And it's nice to be able to change. I don't remember though, Lisa, ever that I was able to look at the posters ahead of time. I don't know if this year, I mean, are you going to upload them before?
Right. So what we're going to do is...
Yeah, I think we did that last year, you know.
We tried it last year.
Yeah, we sent an instruction. Lisa sent an instruction to all the presenters so that they can upload the form on site. So they could actually... Last year, we tested it first time. We piloted it. And it worked really great, you know, because you get some idea about what poster you're going to, you know, judge it. You can visualize the poster, you know, like a week ahead, you know, so that you get an idea. So Alison brought a good point. You know, if you wanted to judge it at that time, you know, you can actually put some numbers, some approximate numbers, and always, you know, you can change the number. You know, if you have a, you know, if you have like a facility to save it, not to submit it, and that might be great. You know, Shaila can work on it, you know, to save it. And then later on, once they, you know, once they see the presenter and they can go ahead and submit it after the final submission, and you know, they can do it after they judge it. But at least even comments, you know, Lisa, they can make some comments about it, right? In the feedback and the thing to be given to the, you know, your poster, you know, because when you read the poster, you know, like when you judge the poster a week before the Saturday, you have plenty of time, you know, you can actually look at it and then you can, you know, you can write a comments about, you know, about the methods, you know, they could be done a little bit better. All those things, you know, you can give some, you know, feedbacks, you know, to the presenters. Yeah, if there is a way to save it, that would be the best so that, you know, the judges don't have to spend too much time and, you know, repeating the same thing.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll explore that. See what we can find.
I have a really kind of small, quick comment. I'm just wondering if after overall impact, we should change it from just clinical or community to clinical, community, or educational. Because I feel like some of the projects are really about educational interventions. And I think it can be tricky if it like specifies just clinical or community to figure out how a really strong educational intervention should be judged. I don't know what other thoughts are on that.
Yeah, yeah. I think last year we talked about it, you know, whether to include educational or, you know, do we consider the educational as community, you know, or, you know, can we put that educational under any one of that bracket? That's what we knew. Okay, we came up with a consensus, but I would be happy to add that, you know, that brings more clarity. Not a problem at all. Clinical or community or educational, that would be okay, you know.
Sure, we can
whatever
that.
Works. Yeah.
I can add that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for the comment. Anything else on the evaluation forms? So I think the drop down and the poster number and the saving, those three, you know, if Shaila can work on it, that would be great. And also the add-on educational. So there are four modifications, you know, if you can do it on the poster evaluation forms, that would be great.
Okay.
And also we need some of the poster evaluation, updated poster evaluation form printed on the venue on the site.
Yes, we'll have those available. Yeah. I'll have those at the registration desk.
Yeah. Okay. And also, you know, we need to send, once we finalize all the judges, I will send the, you know, the poster assignment to all of them. And then we need to send them how to, you know, get into the app or how to get in so that they can actually visualize the poster. So hopefully by this Saturday, yeah, if you have it by this Saturday, that would be great. Because once we go to work on Monday, everyone works on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they get all busy, you know, you don't get time off. Only on the weekends, you know, they get some time to have a good look at the poster. So,
yeah, okay, we can do that.
Yeah, if you could just send the reminder to all the presenters to upload the poster sooner than later. That'll be great.
We'll try and get that message out tomorrow. And then they can start loading into the app. And then by Friday, I'll send an email to all the judges. It'll have a recording to this and the link to the evaluation form. And then I'll also link to the abstracts. We'll post those on the webpage. It's too large a document to attach, so there'll be several links, and in the meantime we'll be looking at the evaluation.
There'll be like three links. One link is for the abstract if they wanted to visualize it, if they wanted to read it in detail.
Mm-hmm.
One link for looking at the poster, the app. Another link is for the evaluation, so there'll be like total links. To just kind of prepare the judges, you know, for the poster judging day.
Got it.
Yep. Any other questions, comments about the judging? All right. It seems like pretty much a lot of work, a lot of them they have done already, so they all know. So I think, we can actually adjourn, we'll give the time back. We don't want to hold them for an hour in the evening.
Okay.
Because
As you get the information from us, if you have any questions, absolutely, send us an email or give me a call or a text, and we'll get your answers as soon as possible.
Hopefully by Friday evening, once they hear back from Lisa, about confirmation about all the judges, you should get the assignment. So you'll get your assignment, and then you can go into the app, see if any posters have been uploaded. I think the uploading doesn't happen on one single day. I've seen that the uploading happens, very slowly. Some of them they upload, some they don't even upload. They
It's
just
just
show
kind of
up on
dribbed
the
in.
fourth day. So those are the things that happens. I've seen that last year. That's what happened. All right, if there is no questions or comments, then we can just close the meeting then.
Yep, we'll see you next week.
All right.
All
Thank you
right,
so
we'll all
much,
see you
everyone.
next
See you
week.
soon.
Yeah.
Take
All
care.
right. So much.
All
Bye-bye.
right. Thank you, Dr.
Bye-bye.
Dalzarathi.
Thank you. I'll be sending an email to you, Lisa, about the poster judging the table to you.